This week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com, I answer a question regarding COLAs, cost of living adjustments, and DRCs, delayed retirement credits. Hi, my name is Chris Stein. I'm a certified financial planner and a finance instructor at Colorado State University, and welcome to this week on HelpWithMySocialSecurity.com. So this week we have kind of a two-for-one question. I don't think they intended it to be, but it contains, for me to explain the main answer to their true question that they're curious about, I have to explain two separate things. So let me move right on to their question. My full retirement age was January 2017. I decided to retire in September 2017 and received my first payment in October 2017. The payment I received was my full retirement age amount. This past January 2018, I received the 2018 2% increase, but my check was not adjusted for the 9 months I delayed my retirement. Should I contact Social Security or should I hear from them soon? So let me first explain the 2% part that he did see. That 2% he did see was the cost of living adjustment for 2018. So to understand why that showed up in his January payment, we have to understand how they apply the cost of living adjustments themselves. So these COLAs are now on automatic pilot. Before 1975, Congress had to initiate and pass legislation to change the Social Security payments for cost of living adjustments. Since 1975, they've essentially put it more on autopilot, but they have changed how they do it and the timing of when they do it a little bit. We're living in the modern age. We don't really need to worry about what's happened before 1982. After 1982, they set the rule that they're going to calculate the inflation adjustment that will generate the COLA, the cost of living adjustment. That inflation measurement is going to be done from the third quarter of each year to the following third quarter of the next year. That third quarter ends in September. So essentially, you can think of it as they're going to look at how inflation has happened over the last year from September to September. It's not on a calendar year. They do this so that they can announce the cost of living adjustment in October, which they did this past October, and put it into place in December so that people actually see the cost of living adjustment in January, because we know now, hopefully everyone from listening or reading this blog, that the benefits are paid 1 month in arrears. So your January payment is actually for your December's benefit. So the timing of the COLA, they calculate it in September, well, as of September numbers. The calculation happens in October. They announce it towards the end of October, and they put it into place in December, and people start to see it in their January payments. That's different than the delayed retirement credits. This is regarding those delayed retirement credits where you can earn 8% per year for each year you delay claiming your retirement benefit past your full retirement age. So his full retirement age was in January of 2017, and had he claimed in January, he would be owed his full retirement age benefit, something we oftentimes call the PIA, primary insurance amount. Well, he waited until September to claim, so he's actually accrued some delayed retirement credits. They calculate these on a monthly basis. While it's 8% per year, if you do a partial year, they do factor it in on a monthly basis. It's actually 2/3 of 1% per month. So September is 8 months past his full retirement age month, not 9 months. He said 9 months in his question, but it's actually 8 months. So he's owed about 5 1/3% increase in delayed retirement credits. However, a little known fact for people is that they don't actually calculate and apply these delayed retirement credits kind of real time. They apply them every January 1st. So as of January 1st of 2017, he hadn't earned any yet because he hadn't delayed filing. So when he filed in September, they paid him his full retirement age benefit without any delayed retirement credits. January 1st of 2018 rolls around, and they look back, and they see that he delayed 8 months late. 8 months past his full retirement age. So he is owed 5 1/3% increase in his payments. That increase is now going to apply in January, which will be paid in February. So this is why he has not seen yet, at least as of this question being sent to me, his delayed retirement credit boost. He only saw the COLA increase, but that's due to the timing. The COLAs are applied for the December benefit. Delayed retirement credit adjustments apply every January and not real time. So his delayed retirement credit increase should show up in that February payment, which he may have actually received by now. I'm recording this on February 16th, 2018. Maybe he's gotten it now. If not, he should see it soon. If it doesn't show up in his February payment, then he should contact the Social Security Administration, make sure that they're in the process of fixing that and doing the proper adjustment. So thanks for joining us here on helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. Love questions like this. They have me address things that maybe I wouldn't think that are on people's minds naturally. But so if you have any questions, please reach out to us here at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com. And until next week, have a nice week. I'll be back with you then with a brand new blog post.
Are you interested in your own customized Social Security analysis? If so, visit us at helpwithmysocialsecurity.com and click the Contact Jim and Chris button. Jim and Chris offer a $75 Social Security optimization analysis that includes a one-hour consultation to discuss the specifics of your Social Security situation. This very affordable offer is for both singles and couples and will provide you the information you need to make an informed decision about claiming your Social Security benefits.
Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Cambridge Investment Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Jim Solnier, LLC, and Cambridge are not affiliated.